General Electric stock is down about 3% in pre-market trading this morning, below $13 a share, following news that the company will be dropped from the Dow Jones Industrial Average next week. GE joined the Dow as an inaugural member back in 1896 and is the only original member still in business. To get a better idea of what this delisting might mean for the company, we're joined now by Peter Cohen, lecturer in strategy and entrepreneurship at Babson College. Good morning, and thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thanks for inviting me, Bob.
So first of all, how big a deal is this to be dropped from the index?
Oh, it's more a symbolic deal than a real deal, but it does symbolize the rapid decline of General Electric, which in my humble opinion began back in September 2001 when Jack Welch appointed his successor.
What do you mean?
Well, the problems that GE is having right now were caused by Jeff Immelt, who was Jack Welch's successor, and he was in office from September 6, 2001 until the middle of June last year. He left 4 years early and was replaced by John Flannery, who has now been having a very intellectual approach to trying to fix the problems of General Electric. And I think the exposure of those problems is what has caused the stock price to fall.
What does the Dow delisting mean for GE and its day-to-day operations? Anything?
It has no impact. A very small proportion of money from investors goes into the Dow Jones, so it's not going to affect their ability to attract capital, and it will have no effect on their operations. As a matter of fact, in 2015, AT&T was pulled out of the Dow, and it's been doing very well and just completed an acquisition of Time Warner, so it doesn't affect operations.
But don't you think that given GE's recent troubles, this move by the Dow at least smudges GE's reputation with rank-and-file investors?
Oh, absolutely. It's the exclamation point at the end of a very bad sentence about how General Electric has been doing. And it's very interesting to me because back in July of 2007, I sat down with the CFO of General Electric in New York, and he said, what can we do to get our stock price up? And I said, you need to get out of all these businesses where you're not a leader. And they still haven't completed that process. They're still in the lighting business, and they're still in financial services, which are major drags on their business. So they still have a ways to go to get their business fixed.
So how long do you think this fix is going to take, and will GE come out of this spiral?
It will come out of the spiral. Its financial condition is not dire, and it will take 3 years, I think, to complete all the transformation that needs to happen. What I'm worried about is at some point in the next couple of years, we're going to have a recession, and what worries me is that by the time GE is fixed, the economy might not be strong, and that might be bad for investors.
Peter Cohen, thanks for the conversation. Peter Cohen is lecturer at Babson College.
Thank you.